gave me a seed of an idea a couple weeks ago when he was doing ragtime themes regarding birds. So tonight, we're doing swing-era birds here on KGNU's Swing Shift. I'm your host, Dave Gloss, and I hope you'll stick with me for the next hour of some really fun sounds. In the early 1950s, a swinging blind pianist from England arrived on our shores, and he certainly made a name for himself and for the following tune, The Lullaby of Birdland, which became, of course, a jazz standard. Here is a re-recording of the piece with George Shearing's quintet here on the Swingin's Mutual album he did with Nancy Wilson.
Thank you.
George Shearing Quintet and Lullaby of Birdland. Now we're going to turn to three Glenn Miller tunes from his civilian days in the late 30s and early 40s. And some aviary treats here, commencing with The Hummingbird.
Everybody is gay
when he comes winging their way.
Around and round he'll dance, while sweethearts all romance.
He's just a merry old clown
who can't be settling down.
While other birds are twitting, he's the guy who's flitting. Never see him sitting in his nest.
He never was the singer, but he's some humdinger. He can hum a ring around the rest.
So when you're feeling glum, come take a lesson from
this tiny little Tom Thumb.
And hear the hummingbird hum, and hear the hummingbird hum. Birds are twittin', he's flittin', not sittin' in his nest.
He's no singer, but he's some humdinger.
He can hum a ring around the rest. So when you're feeling glum, come take a lesson from
this tiny little Tom Thumb, and hear the hummingbird hum.
Tomorrow, just you.
He's up each morning bright and early to wake up all the neighborhood, to bring to every boy and girlie his happy serenade onward. Hear him picking out a melody, peck, peck, pecking at the same old tree. He's as happy as a bumblebee all day long. Come on and try that rhythm. Just let your heart beat with them. And when you hear that tick-a-tick, tick-tick, 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 tick, sing right along to serenade your lady. Just find a tree that's shady and listen to that tick-a-tick, tick-tick, tick-tick, tick, happy little woodpecker song.
Fun with Glenn Miller and his orchestra from the early 1940s. We started there with the Hummingbird, and it had a whole cast of characters, Tex Beneke and Marion Hutton singing. Then Ray Eberly, the balladeer of the band, sung the war-tinged There'll Be Bluebirds Over the White Cliffs of Dover. Finally, we heard the Woodpecker song sung by Marion Hutton. This is Dave Gloss with Swing Shift this evening. I'm here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock here on KGNU, going into my 39th year of doing so. Thank you for joining me, and if you have any comments, suggestions, or requests, please give me a call at the Denver studio. I'm at 303-825-0619. While we're on the subject of woodpeckers, those of us of a certain age remember a cartoon character that was very popular and got started around 1940 and was voiced by none other than Mel Blanc, who, of course, was known as the voice of Bugs Bunny and Daffy Duck and everybody else at the Warner Brothers cartoon studio. And then, of course, he had a show of his own, Woody did, in 1957, where they took the footage of him and made it into a television thing that I actually remember some of the repeats of. But in 1948, Kay Kaiser had a huge hit recording of the Woody Woodpecker song, of course, sung by Gloria Wood and interrupted by the male vocalist of the band, Harry Babbitt.
Oh, that's the Woody Woodpecker song. Yeah, he's a-pecking it all day long. He pecks a few holes in a tree to see if a redwood's really red. And it's nothing to him on the tiniest whim to peck a few holes in your head. Oh, that's the Woody Woodpeckers too. Makes the other woodpeckers swoon. Though it doesn't make sense to the doll and the dance and the lady woodpeckers long for. That's the Woody Woodpecker song. Thank you. serenade. On the woodpecker hit parade. Though we can't sing a note, there's a frog in his throat. All his top notes come out blurred. He's the lady's first choice, with a laugh in his voice. He gives all his rivals the bird. He'll be settling down someday. He'll be hearing the preacher say, for the rest of your life, you'll be Woody and wife, and the choir will sing along with the Woody Woodpecker song.
The Woody Woodpecker song, Kay Kaiser and his orchestra. Next up, we've got a fun one here with 19-year-old Peggy Lee singing with Benny Goodman and his orchestra from 1941. Here is their version of Shady Lady Bird.
I'm gonna rob the nest, just like little Miss Muffet eating away in curds. When I ask the bits of fire frighten away the bird, I'm gonna be a slumming, humming bird. I'm gonna pass along the word. I'm gonna have my fun and never tire. And if my technique seems absurd, that's because I've never been a shady lady bird. The payment is deferred, or if I fly back safely to my purse and find the worst has not occurred, that's because I've never been a shady lady bird.
Peggy Lee with Benny Goodman and his orchestra. The year was 1941. Next up, we're going to have some fun from 50s great bands here. Count Basie and Harry James. And we're going to start out with Basie and then Harry James. Then we'll go back to Basie. And then I'll introduce another Harry James tune. But why don't we get started with Flight of the Foo Birds from the fabulously successful Basie album from 1958.
Thank you.
From his Atomic album, Count Basie and his orchestra from 1958. We started there with Flight of the Foo Birds. Then we had a semi-Dixieland sound called Weather Bird from Harry James and his orchestra. And finished off with another great Count Basie tune from the Atomic Basie, Whirly Bird. This is Dave Gloss, and I hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast. Always a pleasure to be here every Thursday evening between 9 and 10 o'clock. Presenting the best of the swing years. And once again, if you have any comments, suggestions, or requests, make sure to ring that phone and let me know what you're thinking. We'll put something together, and I'm always glad to play requests. So our Denver studio is 303-825-0619. And we have a special event coming up for all of us here on KGNU next week. And we'll be doing our summer mini drive from Tuesday the 11th through Sunday the 16th. So mark it down on your calendars next Thursday night at 9 o'clock, a special time to support Swing Shift and KGNU.
Tune in to Indian Voices Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU. Join award-winning host Teresa Halsey as she explores Native American issues, music, and culture. That's Indian Voices, Sundays at 3 o'clock on KGNU.
Now we're going to turn the clock back once again to the early 1940s, and certainly one of my favorite ballads, written by Hoagy Carmichael and lyrics by Johnny Mercer. There were a number of notable recordings of this through the years, and it remains a jazz standard. But the one I like best from the big band years is Harry James and his orchestra with his wonderful vocalist, Helen Forrest. Here is Skylark.
Thank you. can be. Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? God, love, have you seen the valley green with spring, where my heart can go a journey over the shadows and the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music of the night? Wonderful music, faint as a will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as the gypsy serenade. But my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you lead me there?
Like a flame in the sky, flying over the island to my lover nearby. Flamingo, with your tropical hue, for it's you I rely on, and the love that is true. The wind sings a song to you as you go, a song that I hear below, the murmuring pond. Flamingo, when the sun meets the sea, say farewell to my lover and hasten to hasten to me.
Jimmy Hamilton with the Duke Ellington Orchestra. And 1966 was the year for Bluebird of Delhi. And prior to that, we heard from many years earlier, 1941, the great tune Flamingo by Duke's Band with a vocal by Herb Jeffries. We started off that set, as I mentioned, with Harry James and his orchestra with Skylark. Next, we have some fun with Louis Armstrong and an album entitled Ambassador Satch. From that album, in our bird vein here, we're going to listen to his version of a 1920s hit, When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbing Along.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts dropping his old sweet song. Wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, still I'll listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin, bop, bop, bopping, bop, bop, it is so sad. Bop, bop, it is so sad. Bop, bop, it is so sad. Yes, take it deeply, take it easy. Thank you.
The Duck, or O Pato, from Stan Getz and his Bossa Nova days. What classic stuff there from 1962, from the mid-50s. We heard Louis Armstrong and When the Red, Red Robin Comes Bob, Bob, Bobbin' Along. A reminder that KGNU would like to thank the Greater Park Hill community for their in-kind support of this station and this broadcast. More information is available online at gphc.org, or you can reach them by phone at 303-388-0918. Well, things are just ducky. We're going to listen to a 1957 reprise of the Casa Loma Orchestra led by Glenn Gray. And, you know, by 1940, it sounded very, very old, but prior to the Benny Goodman days, the college kids just loved the Casa Loma Orchestra. And in a way, it's a precursor to Benny's group that would transform the nation and begin the swing era in 1935. Here is the 1957 reprise of Dance of the Lame Duck, which was originally recorded in 1933. Thank you. Birds of a Feather by Gene Krupa and his orchestra, playing Jerry Mulligan, who he discovered in 1946. And our last tune of the evening, and I don't want to take up too much time here, but in 1962, Benny Goodman was invited by the USSR to travel throughout the nation and play jazz. And he sure put together a powerhouse of a big band. Listen now to their version of Feathers. As we pass the 10 o'clock hour, it's my duty to remind you this is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. That'll wrap it up for Swing Shift this evening, but won't you hang around for my friend David and Jazz.